This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Whiskey Dave in the chair here for Joe. He is out saving the world as he does so well, and you guys definitely want to support Joe. Check him out over at joemessina.com, and you want to join the conversation. I'm going to be opening up the third hour tonight. You can be reached at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563, and of course you can watch the show live or listen to it while you're doing other things at joemessina.com, or the old traditional way. You may be listening in your car, your truck, your van, or just hanging around, getting some exercise outside and enjoying a beautiful mid-September evening. I'm Whiskey Dave, your host tonight, and a lot is going on in the world, and I want to talk about England coming up here in a little bit. I'm originally from England, and you may not be interested in the Queen or the monarchy or the king now, King Charles III, but you should be. And I'm going to talk with a great guest coming up here about why. One of the things, and I'll just share this with you, I grew up in Northwest London. In 1977, I stood down the street from where I lived. I was a little 8-year-old boy. I was waving my British flag in the Queen's Jubilee. It was her 25th Jubilee. She just had her 70th before she passed this year. Made me feel old. But the Queen was all I knew. It's what most anybody knew. And she was a basis of static. There was, no matter what was going on in the world, you had wars, you had famines, you had disasters, you had natural disasters. You knew that the monarchy was always going to be there with an even-handed response to things. And it was just, you're just used to it, right? You may not even care about the Queen or the monarchy. You may despise them. I don't know. I don't care. But it is a piece of history that may never be repeated for generations, where you've had one person from 1952 to 1922, you know, seeing something along the lines of almost 20 prime ministers. Incredible. And so what does this all mean for King Charles III? And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because there is a discussion about the Great Reset in this world. And the institutions that we have all grown up with to trust, to believe in. In America, it's your DOJ, the FBI, your government, your three, the three chambers, whether it's the Congress, whether it's the Senate, whether it's the executive, the Supreme Court. Everything now is being questioned. Everything now is being put up on a pedestal for everybody to analyze. And what is it that they say? That old saying, you never want to meet your heroes, because once you've met your heroes, you're usually disappointed. Human beings are fallible. But It is in the last 10 years, and I blame a lot of this on technology and social media, the last 10 years, the disdain and the distrust that humans, citizens of the United States, citizens of England, citizens all throughout Europe and the rest of the world and Australia, they're now starting to see the emperor without clothes. And the question is, what does that mean as we now move forward into a different chapter of the head of the Church of England and the Commonwealth, which still has a profound impact on the world? New Zealand, Australia, many countries throughout the Caribbean and Africa, all over the world. And, you know, there's folks that are out there that are absolutely have disdain for the monarchy. I mean, you know, one of the first reactions when the Queen died was from the far left, basically saying they sure hope she burns in hell for her colonialism, putting everything from slavery and everything else on this poor woman. Well, we now have a new king. And when I say we, Earth, all right? America doesn't have a new king, although Joe Biden and the Democrats like to think that they are. No, but the world has a new king. And when I say the world's king, it really is. England's monarchy has always been thought of as the top of that line. And this is a man that has a very diametrically opposed opinion of capitalism and free markets and the environment. What does that mean? And how does that align with the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and his ideas? How will they percolate up there into the ether of how the world moves forward from here? Not that the monarchy can create law, but almost there is a sense that what happens in Buckingham Palace from the perspective of what is said, it's kind of like the Pope in many ways, right? Not from a religious standpoint, but the king, the monarchy, the queen, is the head of the Church of England. So what does that mean as we move forward here in this new generation of the monarchy? What does Prince Charles III really want for England, for the Commonwealth, and for the globe? Will he be sitting with the far leftists, with the environmentalist wackos that kind of forgot that we need a transition from fossil fuels to electric or whatever it's going to be? We have to have that grid. We're going to be talking about this. We've got a fascinating guest coming up here after the break. Whiskey Dave here, Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back. It is Whiskey Dave in the chair. We are in hour number two tonight and having too much fun. And this is a great evening. We've got some great guests tonight, including the next guest, which I've been excited all day to speak with. Got a great book out there. Colonel David Giamona, forgive me if I said the name wrong, U.S. Army chaplain. He is co-author of The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, The Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth. Welcome, Colonel. How are you this evening?
Dave, it's great to be with you. I look forward to an exciting time sharing some things with you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. And, well, first of all, I want to jump right into it because in the preamble, in the first section of this hour, I was talking about this transition that we're seeing overseas. I'm originally from London, England. I grew up literally waving my flag as the Queen at her 25th coronation jubilee ceremony. And, you know, like much of the world, that monarch, the Queen Elizabeth II, was all we knew. And she was always a base static, you know, consistency. No matter what was going on in the world, she was consistent. And people disliked her. People loved her, whatever, you know, their opinions were. We've now transitioned over to somebody that is the head of the Commonwealth, the head of the Church of England, in Charles III, King Charles III. And we know about this person's beliefs and their leftist views of the world. You write about the Great Reset. Tell me your opinion of what just took place in England and how you think that's going to be moving forward for the next generation here.
Yeah, not only did we write the Great Reset in our book, we also wrote an op-ed here this week about King Charles and what we thought is going to happen in the future. You know, a lot of pundits are saying, well, you know, he's going to ascend the throne and he's going to be like the queen and he's going to be moderate and not apolitical. I don't believe that at all. It may be on the surface he will try to do that, but he has been an advocate and an activist for years on climate change, the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, the World Bank. He's a globalist. He's a one worlder. He wants the world to come together as one unity. And so, you know, there's a lot of things going on with him. And, you know, I had high respect for Queen Elizabeth, a great woman, great leader, apolitical, and just represented the monarchy very well. It remains to be seen. Charles carries with him a lot of baggage, both in his, you know, in his thinking and in his life and his family. Going to be an interesting monarchy, for sure.
How do you relate somebody like King Charles III to what we're seeing coming out of, you know, the World Economic Forum and these seemingly growingly impactful organizations, these global organizations worldwide now?
Yeah, these global organizations used to be things of conspiracy theory. Like everybody said, nah, yeah, they're not doing anything. But I think we should be taking them very seriously. There's a lot of them out there. The World Economic Forum is a great example. And King Charles is a very strong advocate for the World Economic Forum. They meet in Davos, Switzerland every year. Schwab, you know, being the head of it. And, mm-hmm. you know, Charles has said many times, hey, I'm really for, after this COVID, we need to reset the world. We need to repopulate the world. We need to, you know, get the currency as one. We need a one world, a new world order, a one world government, on it goes. And so he's going to wield an enormous amount of influence. People were saying, well, he doesn't have any power. But he does have a lot of influence, and I think he's going to sway people, especially in the, quote, climate change world where, you know, we're spending, if not billions, trillions of dollars. For what end, it remains to be seen, but the Great Reset is part of this whole thing, and Charles is right in the thick of all of this.
Yeah. You know, you talk about this in some of your readings, and some of your writings, I should say, and you talk about world leaders, the Great Reset, the plan for the global economy is the Green New Deal on steroids. So we're at an economic, I would say we're at a tipping point right now. Europe, yeah. England, United States, we printed our way through the pandemic. And now the bill is starting to come due in the form of inflation. They are going to be finding ways to raise massive taxes just to try to offset any default situations. Meanwhile, and tell me if I'm wrong here, they want us to move over almost instantaneously to green energy, EVs, electric vehicles, and take us off of fossil fuels without some form of transitional period. And we just saw in California in the last couple of weeks that they're telling people that they can no longer charge their car just for the 3% of the people that are using EVs. And in 15 years, they want 100% on EVs. Yeah, what are we looking at here?
Well, someone in California is smoking things that I don't normally smoke, because if they think by 2035, and by the way, I was born in San Francisco, spent many years in California. I understand the mindset there. although I don't want to understand it. The fact of the matter is, 2035 truckers are telling us they can't possibly make that deadline. They want, you know, everybody going to electric, no more gas guzzling cars being sold by 2035. It's not doable. It's not possible. Yet they're forcing it down everybody's throat. And there's a lot of reasons why. By the way, you know, Joe Biden and the crew yesterday celebrating at the White House for this great anti-inflammatory bill. Well, that thing is anything but anti-inflammatory. It's just, and then the stock market crashing at 500 points yesterday, inflation going up. You know, it's really out of control. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the November ballots to see if people are going to stand for this any longer. But, you know, Joe Biden last year in a speech said, hey, America needs to be the first and the leader of the New World Order. When you hear that term, New World Order, that's not a conspiracy theory. He's talking to Davos, Switzerland. He's talking to the Council of Foreign Relations. He's talking to a lot of groups that are espousing a new world order. And COVID was just the warm-up to things that are going to be happening in the future.
Yeah, it really is. It is actually really scary because I'm taking a look at all of this, and I consider myself a lay economist. And, you know, I'm seeing devastation with the small business owners now across the country. And it really is a scary moment for many of us as we're taking a look at the bills coming due. In our last minute here before we take our first break, and we want to come back with you after, tell everybody about your book and where they can find it.
Well, the book is The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. And the book is basically my 32 years of Army military experience in war, in combat, at the highest levels of the Pentagon. And I translate all of that into a book that people can understand and help navigate all the deception, not just in government, in every area. We can talk about that more. And you can get the book anywhere books are sold.
Terrific. We'll be right back here after the break. Dave in the chair. We are talking with fascinating guest tonight, Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamone, about everything. We'll be right back here after the break. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is offering Britain's King Charles condolences after the death of Queen Elizabeth.
Biden and the King spoke by phone, and the White House provided a readout of the call, a statement saying Biden noted the dignity and constancy of the Queen's long reign and her work toward deepening the enduring friendship and special relationship between the United States and the UK. Three Iranian nationals are being charged in ransomware attacks. Officials say they tried to hack into hundreds of computers nationally and around the world. Vice President Kamala Harris is insisting the border with Mexico is secure. That drew a chuckle from border Congressman Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas. Gonzalez saying the flood of illegal immigration continues to surge. In July, the Border Patrol made more than 180,000 arrests. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You jackwagon! Hey, it's Dave here in the chair. You can find us over at joemessina.com, and it is always a pleasure being in here for The Real Side, and we've got a great guest that we're speaking with right now, U.S. Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamona, who, along with his co-author Troy Anderson, are the authors of The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth. Colonel, I read a report today that absolutely blew my mind. And, of course, I don't watch mainstream news, but I'm going to assume that this did not lead the ABC nightly news, and that is this. The FBI paid for Russian disinformation to frame Trump and seven other takeaways from Durham's latest court filing. This is an article from The Federalist. Durham, he just released a report basically stating that the FBI put a contributor to the Hillary Clinton campaign's Donald Trump smear dossier on FBI payroll as a confidential human source after investigating Igor Dechenko for allegedly spying for the Russian government. This came out of John Durham. He's the special counsel in a court filing that was unsealed yesterday. This is a bombshell. And, you know, the thing is that I want to hear about this from your perspective, because you write about this type of thing in your book, you know, Disarming Deception, Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth. The entire Trump presidency spent time backed on its heels in defensive mode over a lie, and it's now proven a lie. Where is the accountability?
Well, it's a good question, and if you look at the there are not just one lie, there are multitudes of lies throughout the whole witch hunt for Trump. And let me just back up here for a moment. And your listeners are probably wondering, or could wonder, why Trump? Well, I mean, did they hate him that much? And my answer and I've been on numerous shows talking about this. My answer is this. It's not he's the orange man with mean tweets. That's not it. Or he's prickly. That's not either. I can tell you what it is. He's not a globalist. And, you know, Democrats and Republicans have been globalists for years now. The Bushes, Barack Obama, Clintons, you name it. And what I mean by globalists, they adhere to climate control, climate change, New World Order, Great Reset, all these kinds of things, and they hunker down together. Trump could not be bought out. Trump wanted to make America great again. So all the stuff is going on. And Adam Schiff, for example, said he had all kinds of documents and dossiers about Russian collusion. He couldn't produce one of them, yet he said it on national TV, on radio, on forums, everywhere, yet he couldn't produce one document because he doesn't have any documents. This is all about getting the globalists back into power, which they've succeeded. But, you know, that's why they're trying to get Trump now with Margolay and, you know, all the raids to the FBI. Look, the FBI is rife with deep state operatives. So is the CIA. I worked in the Pentagon for 4 years. I met a lot of these people. You know, it's like rats in a sinking ship. They're still there, and Trump couldn't get rid of them. So there's lots and lots of things to talk about here, but deception is all over the place because the United States has lost its moorings. It's lost its foundation, and, you know, we're sinking farther and farther into the mire, and so we're paying the price for it right now.
Yeah, that's just downright depressing to me, because one of the things, it is, because I feel like, you know, whether you liked Trump or not, whether you liked the person or not, whether you agreed with his policies or not, I happen to agree with his policies. I think he did a fantastic job as president. He maybe raised my eyebrow many a times with his personal behavior, and we can have that discussion. But there was but he seemed to be the only guy in the room who was able to come out and actually call out the deep state for what it was. And instead of saying, okay, let's try and figure this out so it's more, you know, a workable solution to move, they seem to be threatened to the point where they use the entire weight to just dump it on it. And so, you know, whether you believe the election or not, okay, now we've got Biden, and you think that they would say, okay, now let's try and improve the country and do things and do all these. No, they have continued to spend on January the 6th and now Mar-a-Lago and the raid and all of these different justice inquisitions and these lawsuits. And it's like they're scared to death of this man, Colonel.
Oh, they are. And interesting enough, while he was president, it was running into overtime, CNN, MSNBC. Every time you turn it on, it was nothing but Trump. They couldn't talk. It was like a Trump addiction. And like you said, whether you love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. You know, we should love the United States of America. It's our country. We should want to fix it. They're not interested in fixing it. And this laughable anti-inflation bill, which is spending hundreds of billions of dollars, is if you look at the underpinnings of all of that, it's all about spending money for climate change. Little of it is to do with infrastructure. Take a look at it. The average American doesn't know that, but it's absolutely correct.
Talk to me a little bit about what you determine is, and define this for me, because I think everybody has different definitions in their own mind, because you write about this. The Great Reset, what is that? What does it mean?
Well, when the deep state, the billionaires, all the reset groups have gotten together over the years, they've been looking for a way to get to wrest control power from the countries so they can globalize the world even more than it is. The Great Reset is basically taking what was a COVID pandemic, and this was their opportunity to stop and say, Klaus Schwab said this, Prince Charles or King Charles, all of them are saying, hey, we need to stop now as the world. We look at this pandemic. How do we secure ourselves from further diseases? How do we stop wars? How do we come together as a one world currency, a monetary exchange? And you can read it. I'm not making it up. You can go to the World Economic Forum. It says that, you know, in the future, and they're saying 2030, 2035. He says, you're going to be happy and not own anything. That's the goal of Great Reset.
And eating bugs.
Yeah, exactly, eating bugs. But the goal of Reset is reset the world so they're in control. a great reset is in, you know, get everybody afraid so much they're willing to turn over all of their safety or security. And that's what we saw in the pandemic. And by the way, more pandemics are on the way. I guarantee it.
You're a chaplain, okay? And you know, coming from your background in the military, and thank you for your service, by the way. Talk to me about the human element of what we just saw the past 2.5 years. I'm not so surprised. I'm disappointed that the government tried to implement and use its power to squash us. What surprised me and shocked me, I think is the proper word for this, is how quickly people fell in line. What does that come from?
Fear. You go back, and we've done a lot of study, and we've written our book. You look at Nazi Germany, for example. Adolf Hitler promises the people jobs because there was hyperinflation. There was all kinds of stuff going on from the Versailles Treaty that broke Germany. And here comes Adolf Hitler promising everybody the world. I'm going to give you a strong army. I'm going to give you jobs. I'm going to give you security. All you have to do is give up your guns, give up all your rights. Follow me, and I will make you happy. And you can look at the footage, multiplied millions of people, including the church in Germany, supported Adolf Hitler. Same thing with Stalin. You look at communism and in Romania, after World War II, same thing happened. Millions and millions of people follow Stalin, although he killed 40 million of his own people to wrest power and control everybody. So, you know, there's a precedent here. And, for example, MD, PhD, doctor, high-ranking guy was talking to Congress several weeks ago. I was listening live, and he was saying China's experimenting with a new bioweapon in their labs that has a 60% kill rate. This is in front of our Congress telling them that. He said COVID had a 1%. If it has a 60% kill rate, 6 out of 10 will die, will get the disease. And so what's going to happen? People, you better believe people will give up everything.
Jeez.
To get safety and security.
This is scary stuff. Wow, yeah. Fascinating. Got a lot more to talk with you about. We've got U.S. Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamona, who is the author, co-author of The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. We're going to be talking about some more of that deception. Whiskey Dave here in the chair of Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com.
This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our costs.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. We are we're just pumping here. We're moving forward really quickly tonight. I can't believe this is the last segment of the second hour, but it's a fascinating one because we've got a terrific guest, U.S. Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamona, and who is a co-author of the book The Military Guide to Disarming Deception: Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth. So, Colonel, I would love to get your input. Give us a tease on this book. What are some of these battlefield tactics that will allow us to expose the enemy's lies?
Well, you know, after 32 years in the Army and learning the strategies in the Pentagon and leadership, Troy and I translated all of that into modern English so people can understand. So given the Sun Tzu, who was studied in the Army War College, who is the Chinese philosopher.
Art of War.
Yeah, the Art of War, said all warfare is based on deception. So you go back thousands of years, you know, war is all about how you can fool your enemy. We do it all the time in the U.S. military. We did it in World War II. We put General Patton in the charge of force that was fake, and the Germans bought it, and we invaded Normandy. We got a foothold onto Europe, and the rest is history. We've done it in Afghanistan, and we've done it in Iraq. We did it in Saudi Arabia. It's basically, you know, what tactics the military uses is to fool the enemy to look at us in different ways that are not actually happening. So in the book, first and foremost, we tell people, look, we've lost our moorings in the U.S. We used to be a Judeo-Christian country. That's our principles. You look at the Supreme Court on their walls of the Ten Commandments. We've gone away from all of that. I mean, big time, light years away. And every time, you know, we do a legal proceeding, now it's all based on precedent. So, you know, it keeps getting further and further away from the foundations that our forefathers figured for us. So one of the things we talk about in the book is some of the tactics are techniques and procedures are, for example, we say, do an AAR of your life. Stop right now and do an after-action review. Because every time we go into combat, the military does an after-action review. What did we do well? What we didn't do well? And what can we improve? And it can be fixed in every area of our lives if we just stop for a moment. Because you and I, if you weren't raised in public school, have been indoctrinated with so many liberal policies. Since the 1920s, John Dewey was the head of socialism, came over here and, you know, pronounced all kinds of socialistic policies in our schools. So we've been brainwashed for years. So it's time to stop and, you know, look at what you're listening to, what you're watching, and then sit down with the people you trust, you love, your own self-esteem, look at your own way of looking in life. Mine's a biblical worldview, so the Bible for me is the source and concrete of everything I do in life. And so we have to have some foundation. So we do a after-action review of our life and figure out what is a lie, what is deception in our life, and what is not, and go from there by using trusted friends, people we love, people we know. And, you know, that's one part of many, many chapters we talk about in the deception world we live in right now.
Does that take into account people's apathy today? I find, and tell me if I'm wrong here, maybe I'm just becoming disillusioned. I find that there's two camps. There's the minority of us, and whether you're on the right or the left, you're deeply focused on the future of this country, whatever your beliefs may be. Maybe you're progressive or socialist, communist. I don't know what people are today on the left. Or you may be right of center, libertarian, conservative, leaning, whatever, you know, Republican. Okay, take those people out of the equation. I find like maybe 80, 85%, maybe even 90% out there are apathetic towards politics. They're focused on dancing with the tards, and it's like they seem to be, you know, the old book from the 1990s. They're being amused to death. How do you pierce that veil?
Well, I'll tell you, like a stockbroker friend of mine told me a long time ago when I called him, I was irate that my stocks were dropping. He says, look, if I knew what stocks were going to do, I wouldn't even be in this business.
Yeah.
And so the truth of the matter is that's a very difficult thing. And let me do a biblical worldview with you just for a moment. You know, Jesus predicted all this stuff would be happening. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, he said, at that time, what he meant was the end times, the times that we're living in right now. He said, at that time, 10 virgins would all be asleep. Well, in the book of Matthew, the virgins in the Bible represents the church. You know, you're talking about apathy. You talk about the church is apathetic. It's asleep at the wheel because I believe the mess that we're in right now in this country, whether you're left, right, middle, whatever, is really due largely to the apathy of the church leaders, buying into CRT, buying into cancel culture, buying into socialism, and all the stuff that is really antithetical to the Bible. And so that's just one piece of why we're in such a lethargic condition right now. It seems like everybody, not just the church, is asleep at the wheel. And you know, we're like Paul Revere writing this book and say, hey man, it's time to wake up or we're going to lose our freedom. The freedoms I fought for 32 years as in the military as an officer, you know, we're going to lose these things if people, the sleeping giant, so to speak, doesn't wake up and get with it. And I have some hope out there. I've been in a lot of movements lately. There's a groundswell of people. They're getting the picture, and they're starting to wake up and starting to say things and do things that the left are very afraid of.
Well, I hope you're right. Like I said, I'm slowly becoming disillusioned. There are some hopeful spires out there, but it seems to me that, you know, the leftist march through the institutions, which isn't a 2 or 5 or 10 year campaign, it's been happening for 60 years in this country.
Yeah. Right.
Okay? It's now starting to hit critical mass. And the results being that I just find that the discussions that you and I are having right now are becoming few and far between. They're getting pushed further and further deeper into, you know, the corners of the internet, into podcasts and shows like this. And the general population is kind of just tuned out from all of this. I don't know what it was. I think I was hoping that, you know, the outrage against, you know, the COVID lockdowns with keeping students at home, and now seeing the results of that would wake people up, and they have to a certain extent. Or, you know, the cultural wars, the trans, you know, kids and all these things. It's like, how much are they going to do before people rise up in anger? It seems people are apathetic, Colonel.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. Like I said, since the 1920s, they've been really indoctrinated socialism and communism and all kinds of isms in our schools. And so there is this lethargy. And interesting enough, and I love history. I've studied it for many, many years. And you go back to the 1920s, what were they called? The Roaring Twenties, right?
Yeah,
we're in the 20s now. They were called the Roaring 20s because they were partying like mad until when? 1929.
Until the collapse.
Party ended. Yeah. And so I'm afraid that something of that magnitude may have to happen to us for us to wake up and smell the coffee. Something of that magnitude of Black Friday, October 1929.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't happen. I mean, that's not what my hope is. But sometimes a great shaking is the only thing that's really going to wake people up out of their lethargy.
I'm laughing, Colonel, because I say this all the time. We need an Etch-a-Sketch moment in this world. You know, just to shake all the, just the cancer off of this planet, you know? And, yeah. And yeah, I hate to say, you know, that you need to thin the herd, but, you know, you walk down the street and you see people wearing masks by themselves in their own car, and sometimes you think,
right.
Yeah, that guy we could stand to lose him.
Yeah.
I hate to talk like that, but it's pretty scary. Anyway, so as we're coming in our final few moments here, again, remind everybody about the book, where they can find this book that you and Troy Anderson authored, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's our second book, and we've hit number one on Amazon a number of times.
Congratulations.
It's our first. Thank you. Our first book was The Military Guide to Armageddon, and now the second book is The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, and it's found anywhere books are sold. Most people go to Amazon. You can download it as a Kindle edition. You can go to audible.com, and it's an Audible book as well. It's in print, so you can do it any way you want, and you can go to our website if you're interested in what we're talking about and everywhere we're speaking and all that. It's www.battle-ready.org. That's battle-ready.org.
You know, I got to tell you, I love your history, U.S. Army chaplain. It's decades you gave to this country. And, you know, I think that when you get somebody with the insight that you've gained from what you can only gain from doing what you did for over three decades, correct? In the U.S. Army, you know, and then allowing us to kind of, you know, pull the curtain back when you're talking about deception, we know they're lying. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for keep writing and getting out there. We'll have to have you back on again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes,
all right.
I loved it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, folks, we'll be right back for our third and final hour here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming back after the break.